Out and about with Gene Salader at the Millerton Legion. Get over here right now. Don't shy away. It's just like talking to me, but it's totally different. That's all it is. I'm here with Spike and Kendra at the, oh gosh, what annual cook-off is this?
I don't know.
This has been going on a long time, but I've got two newbies here to the chicken cook-off here at the Millerton Legion. I've got Spike and Kendra, full names, full disclosure. How'd you get involved? Ready, go.
I was asked by a friend of mine and couldn't pass it up.
All right. Kendra, how'd you get involved?
I was forced. Hog-tied and, you know, no. I was flattered to be asked by Bill Amstead, and I was fortunate to be able to cook in the warm restaurant versus these poor guys that have all been outside all morning.
That sounds like cheating to me.
I kind of feel like I did. I didn't do
cheating.
It on purpose.
I would have stayed home and cooked in my kitchen, too.
Since this isn't television and since it's being aired tomorrow morning, I have to describe the day as raw, rainy, you know, wet and miserable. There might be snow later. The breeze is constant.
A little bit of sleet a few minutes ago.
So some of the chefs have really braved it out here today. Do you want to talk more about your experience of being out here in the elements rather than in a kitchen?
My 12th layer of clothing that I put on today, yes. Between rain jackets, third sweatshirt. I wasn't in a comfy.
I put on a coat to leave the kitchen to drive here. I did, Spike.
So
I didn't know that the Black Rabbit was available for cooking this morning, or we would have been over there.
Wow, just digging deeper and deeper, aren't we? Come on over, Chef. Come introduce yourself. So,
he's the chef.
It's 10 chickens,
we
20 half chickens.
20
how does
halves.
This work?
Talk we did to 20 me. Halves. That's what we did on that little tiny grill.
Wow. And what's your technique over there? You're smoking or you're grilling or you're brining or you're,
yes,
what are you doing? Yeah,
all
of those things?
Yep. We actually brine them overnight and then we grilled them and then a little bit through, we threw in a little smoke.
So we have a commercial kitchen here, so I get the brining and all of that. But how do you do that at home? Like, where do people put 20 chickens? How do you brine 20?
5 gallon buckets.
I was going to say, it's cold enough.
Yeah.
Keep it outside. You don't have to worry about it.
We luckily were able to use a refrigerator with 5 gallon buckets. But yeah, like oftentimes when it's this cold, just throw them outside
in
your basement.
Right.
Somewhere where it's cold, 40 degrees.
You're in New York State where it's, you know, free love and applesauce. Great.
Right.
Kendra, talk to us about your...
I got a leg up on that, too. I have a big walk-in cooler at the restaurant.
I mean, she's basically
But I did brine mine yesterday. That was a lot of work.
Did you actually do it, or did you have one of your employees do it?
No.
That's what I want to know.
I did it myself.
Oh, snap.
And I got there super, super early this morning, turned those fryolators on, and did the whole process myself as well.
Oh, the
However, it was nice to have a dishwasher come in to clean up my mess.
Yes, we're still working on that, as you can see.
Yeah, there's a lot of activity all around us. Behind me here, we've got some grills that are cooling down. There's a second round of cooking happening, which is kind of exciting, that has to do with the ribs.
The experimental rib project, yes.
Talk to me about that.
So we got some ribs to experiment with, and we have two racks. They're baby back ribs, and we were lucky enough to share his smoker.
Yeah.
And they're working on finishing them up here.
They're cooking away over there. Now, is it a different process because you're not going to brine ribs, or are you? I don't know.
I prefer to marinate them. We didn't have a chance to do that today. So
did you dry rub them?
And then we did dry rub them.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure.
You didn't do ribs yet?
But I do ribs in my restaurant. And I also, I dry rub, and then I cook mine in Naughty Nurse Ale and Coca-Cola, actually. That's my little secret.
Don't give all your secrets away. This is
okay.
This is a worldwide website radio program
at WHDD.
Well,
I'm going to do some ribs next year, for sure.
I know. I can't. I have a smoker sitting in the back of my car right now to do ribs.
There are smokers everywhere. There are a lot of them here this year. Sunday in the Country Food Drive, who benefits from all of this incredibleness, and I would say come by at 2 o'clock and buy your chicken, but this is airing tomorrow, so that won't work. But I'm sure they're going to sell out. But they own a smoker, and there's, you know.
No,
that's kind of fun. Let's, you know, maybe we could rent it from them, throw some money at them. do a rib fest in the dead of winter.
I think that would be fantastic.
Okay, we're gonna keep in touch about that. Maybe ski jump weekend.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the barbecue thing. We're so used to chili contests in the area. It's nice to do something different.
And it's kind of, you know, it wouldn't be associated with the Northeast to have so many great people cooking barbecue.
Yes.
So I think that's pretty special.
It is. Yeah. Put a pin on the map and say we are here. I like it.
Food Network Channel, here we come.
That's right.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you both for your time. I'm going to let you collaborate further off air because then you can feel free to express
yourself. It's really
a job interview. And I am among some of the most nervous people I've ever interviewed for some reason.
Not really.
No, well, one is comfortable and collected.
We never get nervous.
You are just shaking in your shoes. Have a sip of that cocktail.
Get out of the interview.
Let's talk about the 16th. No, this is the 15th. 15th annual Chicken Cook-Off.
Which
to benefit the Sunday in the Country Food Drive here at the Millerton Legion. What a great event. Very great turnout. There's a ton of people in here. We kind of have to shout into the microphone. I'm with Don and Jen Nijak. Donnie Nijak and Jen Nijak are brother and sister, and they have really kind of put this together again and again and again, and they're doing awesome. Ready to go.
We really took the reins from NASCAR Dave, who really started it, and Billy Anstett is the head of Sunday in the Country Food Drive now, and without him and Dave setting it up, we wouldn't be here. But what a great event, so much fun. We introduced a little curveball of an in-house rib contest this year, and hopefully next year it might be a chicken and rib dinner for the community. So spicing it up,
nice.
Changing things.
Excellent. Jen, how did things go behind the scenes with all of this?
Probably as smoothly as they've ever gone. I will say the judges, we've had a lot of different judges over the years and a lot of great judges over the years. They probably took this more serious than I've seen anyone. They asked more questions prior to judging.
Nice.
They had scrap paper and they had it down to a science. They knew what they wanted. They knew what they were judging everything based on, even though some of it was judged against Bubba's chicken, which never seems to really leave us. And we'd like to have Bubba back in the competition.
Yeah, Bubba.
Well,
we're
kind of
calling
where
Bubba
is
out.
Bubba?
Where is Bubba?
Bubba's a little nervous. The competition has stepped up.
So we have some
local restaurants that have participated this year and last year. But Mackinac Organics did an amazing bacon lattice wrap chicken.
Ooh. The flavor was unbelievable. It just didn't win out in the moistness competition.
Yeah, moistness.
Which is not an easy term.
No, and above all, as one judge would say, moistness is the most important.
You were able to say that word twice.
I am not a fan of that word, but I will use it.
In any form. Yeah,
I will use it when necessary.
I have my hooks into one of the judges who's going to remain nameless. But how was your experience today judging
11 chickens?
You tasted 11 chickens over the course of about an hour and change. How'd it go?
It was a more challenging task than I expected, but I was grateful for the two other judges that were on the panel with me, who one of whom was also a first-time judge and was deeply analytical, and sort of set the tone for the level of analysis. And the other judge, who was experienced and was able to guide us through the process, and of course the organizers, who were gracious hosts and only yelled at us a little bit when we weren't moving as fast as they wanted. So it was a great day and a lot of fun, and I look forward to judging ribs and chickens again in the future.
Ribs and chickens in the future.
Ribs and chickens.
That's what it's all about.
I'm also available for chili cook-offs and apple pie bake-offs. I'm available.
Okay, nameless, we will call you in the future. Well, it's definitely a great event here to benefit Sunday in the Country Food Drive, and Jen, can you talk a little bit about what the goals are this year for that organization?
So Billy said at the beginning of this, one of the goals is that between Thanksgiving and Christmas, the Sunday in the Country Food Drive will give out 500 turkeys to pantries across the tri-state area. And being the recipient of one of those, because I also run the holiday food basket program for the Millerton Food Pantry. We're very grateful that we get those turkeys to help kind of subsidize what we can afford to give out at those different seasons. So it's really kind of a remarkable thing that they've been able to do for the past 25 plus years. I mean, when Dave started it, and now kind of the reins are passing down. You know, I think the one thing, if I could say one thing that I think is very important is, and we're trying little by little, but if we can somehow figure out how to get the next generation involved in this type of fundraising and this type of community service project, I think we'll be heading in the right direction. I think yesterday we had a couple seniors come and volunteer and bake the cookies for the dinners. When we put together food baskets, we have a group of kids, a group of seniors, a group of athletes, really, from Weebatuck that help put those together.
That's great.
I think it's super important that we all reach out, even to people that are our age. Not right. That I'm going to say how old I am, but reach out to the people that are 56. Our age.
We just graduated. Oh, man, you are something
wow.
else.
Good thing he's my older brother.
No,
I'm not. Oh, nice.
But I think it's important. I think it's important for people to really start thinking about, you know, like, where they kind of came from. And we're all really busy, but I think we can all find an hour to volunteer for different organizations.
I think you're absolutely right. I think, and if you just break it down that easily,
right.
Find an hour.
1 hour. We can find 15 different things that you can help us with on any one given time of the year.
Right.
Just offer 1 hour of your time.
I like that. That sounds like a good campaign.
Yes.
Let's get that going.
Find an hour.
Here's an hour.
Just give me an hour.
All right. Let's do that, Jen.
Just give me an hour.
There's All another right. judge to my right.
If you'd like to.
Okay.
A previous competitor.
Oh, hang on.
A previous winner.
Previous first place winner.
So you retired from competition.
Mostly because
you
I...
You have to stay anonymous because you might get, you know...
You might get hurt.
You know, because this is a serious competition.
So what I said is, when judging, everything is relative in life. So in chicken cook-offs, everything is relative to Bubba's chicken. So Chris Nijak makes the best chicken I've ever had in my life. So when I was judging, every aspect of it was compared to Bubba's chicken. And the first place winner was the closest. No one is better than Bubba because that is the pinnacle of chicken.
Okay.
In the
world. I'm going to take your word for it?
Oh, no. It's an absolute. It's not even an opinion. It's an absolutism that Bubba's chicken is the pinnacle, and everything else is relative to that. So the winner was the closest to Bubba's, but not actually as good as his, because that's the best chicken in the world. Exactly. You can't beat that. That's the nirvana of chicken cooking is Nirvana Bubba, and then everything else is less than that.
Well, thank you, Judge Number Two. I'm going to call you for
exactly.
safety reasons
right.
because it's not a well lit parking lot out there. So.
I'm afraid of nothing.
Oh wow! This is gonna be the best radio interview ever.
Ha. Can we talk politics?
No, no.
I'm joking.
Actually, you're
I'm
so close joking. To being pushed into the women's room right now and being locked in there
oh,
just
goodness.
For that statement. Be afraid.
I need to have a shout out to all the people that brave this weather, not only to cook, but to pick up their dinners to come out and support them.
Am I too late to buy mine? I never really got
you're
back
never
to
never too
that.
Late. You've got an hour here. And 14 minutes.
And there's
to get
two
here.
Or three left, so.
Okay, so I can take my time. No. I wish this was live so I could tell people to get here now, but it is airing tomorrow morning, and we thank you all very much. And I am apologizing in advance because I am interviewing the winner chicken cook-off chicken dinner, which I can't wait to go purchase here at the Millerton Legion. This is the 15th year for this chicken cook-off, and I am here with Jeff Dunleavy, and we're having a great time, and you won it all. Talk to us, Jeff.
Oh, wow. You know, it's a big surprise. You know, we had a lot of fun today. There was a lot of competitors out there. We had the music on. We had the chicken cooking. We had a lot of rain, a lot of wind. We were using a lot of aluminum foil, kind of keep our stuff together.
Oh, that's a trick.
Yeah, it's a little trick. You know, you want to tent your thing so the heat maintains at a certain level. Okay. So, but we were lucky enough to be in the pavilion, and that helped a little bit. But all in all, you see all these people out here. We're cooking, having a couple drinks, hanging out with some friends, you know, for a good cause. So all in all, it was a good day, win or lose.
Win or lose.
But I'm very happy that we won. Very happy that we won.
And the trophy is a chicken. Yeah, it's a chicken trophy. It's just in television, so I can't show our public. Describe that trophy.
So it's a pretty good sized trophy, I'd have to say. Probably goes about 2 feet tall. It's got a big rooster or what you will on top. But yep.
And where will you display that?
Right on my mantle.
Yep. You got a cut. Now you have a couple of them because I've photographed you before.
I do.
Winning things.
It's, you know, it's not easy being me, you know. I kind of, this is what I do, you know. I live for I'm obviously a chef by trade.
Obviously
culinary school guy, but yeah, we've done all that. My buddy Spike and I, we've been best friends for 25 years. He's worked with me, I've worked with him in the restaurant business. Stephen Lenahan is our other partner, so there was three of us. I wanted to call the team a trilogy, but he wanted to call the team I Miss My Mama. So Rosie Lenahan, he misses you. So
she was a great gal, for sure.
For sure. So it worked out good. But all in all, you know, hands down, look at the gathering. We're making money for a good cause. And look at all this chicken going out this door.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you can't get any better.
All right.
So well, my day is fulfilled. And, you know, I could use a bed here in about 2 hours because it is a lot of work. I inhale a lot of chicken smoke. I don't know if that's legal under the Trump
association. Right. I don't think the FCC wants to hear about chicken smoke, Jeff.
Yeah, so sorry, FCC, whatever you are. I tried to behave on this interview, and I think I've done a pretty good job.
And I think we're going to just wrap it up with thank you to you for participating.
Thank you.
And thanks to everybody who helped to make the 15th annual chicken cook-off a huge success.
Very good success, yes, and I do. Thank you very much.
Good job.
Thank you.
Salader, WHDD, Robin Hood Radio.